Welcome to the Nebraska Family Alliance Daily Spotlight, where we discuss important issues impacting family, freedom, and life at the intersection of faith, government, and culture. Here's your host, Karen Boland.
In Nebraska, we hold a deep value that everyone should be able to live and work and raise a family according to their deeply held faith convictions. Joining me is Nate Gross, Policy Director of NFA. Nate, we are grateful that we have experienced a religious freedom victory in Nebraska. Last week, senators stalled LB 627, which would expand protected groups, including sexual orientation and gender identity. We consistently oppose these bills, primarily for the reason there are victims of SOGI laws, aren't there?
Absolutely, Karen. We all believe that everyone should be treated with dignity and respect. But unfortunately, this legislation undermines constitutional freedoms and targets small businesses. Every one of these cases that we've heard about, from the bakers and the florists to the photographers and other small business owners, even battered women's shelters, they've all been sued under this exact legislation. And Karen, there's even a story of a family farm in Michigan who were prohibited from selling their produce at the local farmers market because they hold traditional views on marriage. And we think that that's wrong, that the government would try and punish people and prohibit families from earning a living just because they believe in what the Bible says about marriage.
Absolutely agree, Nate. We believe in a pluralistic society. There can be opposing views, that we can live peacefully together, and people that hold a traditional view on marriage should not be punished, nor should their businesses be punished.
Absolutely. Tolerance is a two-way street. In a diverse and pluralistic society like ours, you're going to have differing viewpoints, and it should never be the job of government to force everyone to agree on issues that are of deep importance to most Americans. And we believe that everyone, regardless of who you are or where you live, should be able to both live and work according to their sincerely held beliefs.
We are grateful that LB 627 is dead for the year. To learn more, visit Bill Trucker at NebraskaFamilyAlliance.org.